The women have been climbing since 4:30 in the morning. It's taken a long time. This is the first time that anyone has attempted to climb the Shard. It's an epic task. What they wanted to do was to install a magnificent piece of artwork, an art installation at the top, but that would take 4 hours to do. And they've made the judgment that it's not, they don't have the time to do that before it gets dark, and it's not going to be safe to do that. So what they're going to be focusing on is trying to get to the top. It's still far from certain that they will be able to get to the top. As I say, this is the first time it's ever been attempted, and it's been a really, really long climb for them. But they are going to try and make it. They're going to the two strongest climbers are going to go on ahead, and they're going to try and make it all the way to the top. They're going to need everybody's support to get there, and it could take half an hour, it could take 2 hours, we don't know, but that's what they're going to try and focus on. And they want to do that in order to send a very strong message about the determination that they have to save the Arctic, and they want the support of everybody from London, from Britain, from across the world in that struggle to save the Arctic and stop companies like Shell from devastating the Arctic.
Can you tell me your name?
I'm Louise Hutchins.
And you're from?
I'm from Greenpeace. I'm in the Arctic campaign in Greenpeace.
Thank you. Do you think that they'll abseil down the building, or are they going to go in through the building, do you think?
They're not talking about how they're coming down, but at the moment, though, the real focus is getting to the top. Yeah.
Thanks very much. Yeah.